With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. It's that time of year again where the United States Department of Agriculture will issue its new dietary guidelines, as it does every 5 years. When those new guidelines for Americans are released later this year, it appears dairy will keep its prominent seat at the table in the USDA's dietary recommendations, and beef will also have a spot at your table. The NCBA's Danielle Beck explains.
You know, overall, the preliminary conclusions shared during the webinar about red meat mirrored a lot of the recommendations in the 2015 DGAs. You know, in general, the DGAC included meat in a healthy dietary pattern, but they can continue to include a significant body of high-quality evidence demonstrating beef's role in a healthy diet. I think part of that is because we are looking at a much more truncated process this go-around when compared with 2015. You know, in 2015, the DGAC had about 18 months. This year, they've had just about a year, maybe a little bit less. They also had a much larger advisory committee, so more cooks in the kitchen. And they were tasked for the first time ever with including recommendations on birth to 24. So more people, more work, less time.
And by the way, it's a pretty big deal. The final guidelines, scheduled for release later this year, shape federal food programs for schools, prisons, and military bases that sustain one in every four Americans nationwide. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.